The Shame of Chronic Illness and Pain by Becky Hill. Brené Brown wrote, "Shame derives its power from being unspeakable. If we cultivate enough awareness about shame to name it and speak to it, we've basically cut it off at the knees. Shame hates having words wrapped around it. If we speak shame, it begins to wither." Over the summer, I read Brené Brown's fabulous book, Daring Greatly. The book follows her famous TED Talk on vulnerability that previously inspired me to write on the power of vulnerability. The full title of the book is Daring Greatly: How the Courage to Be Vulnerable Transforms the Way We Live, Love, Parent and Lead. It encourages us to dare to be honest about who we really are, rather than trying to hide our weaknesses. It teaches that vulnerability helps us to live more wholeheartedly and to connect more with others, as well as helping us to overcome the destructive burden of shame. Her book really got me thinking about the concept of shame. I have been part of the Christian church all my life, so I'm used to hearing the word shame. We believe it is something destructive that we can overcome, and that by the grace provided by Jesus' death and resurrection, we can break free from its grasp. The book caused me to really reflect on shame, what it is and what it really means, and it inspired me to consider these questions. Where does shame have a hold on my life? How does shame affect my thoughts and actions? And how might shame be damaging my well-being and relationships? Carl Jung said, "Shame is a soul-eating emotion." What is shame? Words we often connect or use interchangeably with shame are words like embarrassed or humiliated. Shame can manifest as feelings of inadequacy, guilt, or regret. It's something we often hide and cover up. We might self-medicate to avoid thinking about it. We dread people seeing it. Although shame is often seen as one and the same as guilt, I have come to see that there is a distinct difference. Guilt is the feeling of embarrassment or regret about something you have done wrong. Shame, on the other hand, can be felt even when we have not done anything wrong. Shame is connected more to who we are and how others perceive us. Joseph Burgo wrote, "It's a painful feeling about how we appear to others and to ourselves, and doesn't necessarily depend on us having done anything." The more I thought about shame and how it manifests in my life, the more I became aware that it is intrinsically linked to the struggles I face at the moment. I began to see how shame had got hold on me, and particularly how it affected me over the past year or so. Finally, I began to see and recognise that I feel ashamed that I'm battling a chronic illness. There we go, I have said it, it's out in the open. I feel ashamed that I am ill. I feel ashamed that it has gone on so long. I feel ashamed I can't seem to get well. I feel ashamed that I cannot work and be busy like I used to. I feel embarrassed to be sick. When I decided to speak up and write about the feeling of being ashamed of being ill, it led me to Google the words, "the shame of chronic illness." Through that search, I found two insightful blog posts by Angelica Bychowalski, in which she shares something of her battles with chronic connective tissue disorder, Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. She writes so beautifully about the humbling journey with chronic illness and pain. She says, "When I recently read the phrase, 'I'm embarrassed to be sick,' it made my stomach clench and my breath catch. That's exactly what I've been feeling. I am ashamed of being sick. If all the people not yet affected by chronic illness acknowledged all the undeserved pain in this world, they would be forced to confront their own vulnerability to the same forces. Instead, we all prefer to believe we have the power to prevent such disasters in our own lives. Sometimes I even catch myself thinking, 'If you're so smart, why did you let this happen to you?'" Those words were so revealing to my own heart. I have begun to see that I feel like a failure for being sick. If only I were a bit stronger or wiser. If only I made better choices. If only I was a bit more positive. If only I had more faith. Then surely I could have overcome this sooner. Such thoughts taunt me and drag me into dark and negative pattern, which was particularly bad at Christmas when I blamed myself and felt responsible for still being ill. It's so humiliating to be so unwell and in pain long term. Angelica hides this beautifully in another post titled "The Subtle Arrogance of Good Health." She writes that many of us have fallen to the trap we set ourselves, that before we got ill, we carried a form of arrogance about being healthy. She writes, "My attitude was the typical thoughtless arrogance of good health, the attitude of those who can't even imagine what happens when a body stops functioning properly. The arrogance knows only the kind of pain that heals and the kind of sickness that is cured." As I read those words, I too knew it was talking about me. Before I got ill, I carried the arrogance of good health, believing I was strong enough to shake off illness when others couldn't, because that's all I knew. I was not the type who would succumb to illness chains. I was always so healthy, and surely I could overcome anything thrown at me, right? Surely my faith and positive mindset would win. And then one day in January 2015, I fell off a stepladder and entered the world of chronic invisible illness and pain. I acquired a debilitating spinal CSF leak and brain injury that I haven't yet overcome. I've been unwell for 20 months. Each and every day, I battle through chronic pain, physical and mental fatigue, a foggy brain, barriers to treatment, and the challenges of not being able to heal, get well, or get free. And honestly, I feel ashamed on so many levels. I feel ashamed that I've now become one of those people with chronic pain and illness. I actually hate using the word chronic at all, which is revealing of all the stereotypes I accepted before. I feel ashamed to tell you that I feel weaker than I ever imagined possible, physically, mentally, and spiritually. I feel ashamed that my old positivity has taken a massive hit, and most days I battle overwhelming feelings of despair at the thought of not getting better. I feel ashamed that I broke down mentally at Christmas, exhausted and with nothing left for the fight, and seriously considered ending my life. I feel ashamed that the same selfish and inverted commas thought has returned at times since then, although thankfully not to the same depth. Orson Scott Card said, "In my view, suicide is not really a wish for life to end.